If we think about all sacred history, we have a lot of history. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I mean, some believe probably 8, 9, 10,000 years ago from Adam and Eve, others about 200,000. Catholic itself doesn't decide on which one we should choose. But either way, there are a lot of stuff to study and learn and grow. We know that in the beginning, God made the very good of humans, of His creation. We know the story, how it began in the first couple pages in the Bible. How they would walk with Him, with God, in the breeze. And then sin began, and God had this plan. But just imagine thinking about being in any of those centuries, or decades, or forever almost, and you're not in our position. 2,000 years knowing the story. Or, if you are someone who loves to read the scriptures, it takes a lot of work to study and to read. Some of the scriptures are tricky because what's going on? Is this a narrative? Is this a poem? This genealogy, why am I reading these names? How do we put this together on ourselves? I know myself, that was part of my focus in my master's of theology. My focus was in the scriptures. It was hard myself. I mean, that's tricky, tricky stuff. Yet, as one of the saints says, you can be as deep as an elephant, you can go on a pool, and as shallow as a child that can wade. Well, here's how the Catholic Church shows us with doing it in a few sections of the scriptures of what history is about. And we heard one of the most important parts that we heard today in the fourth Sunday in Advent. Our first reading in Isaiah and the first chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, who means God is with us. Four words. God is with us. God is with you. We heard in both Isaiah and the Gospel according to Matthew of the voice of God or an angel, a virgin, and a new son that would be a virgin Mary. And she would give birth to Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel. Jesus Christ was almost bent into time and space in our universe. That only He could. He created it. And He came in, obviously, on Christmas Eve, His birth. And we continue the last few days of Advent, the darkest day of the year, to begin the new year of the birth that we know of, Jesus Christ. So please, spend time with silence, with penance. So if you haven't gone to confession over a year, please come. Anytime, give a call. Keep praying. Keep being with Jesus Christ in your heart. Because God is with us. And God is with you.